For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's golf team is Lauren Stockmo, sophomore out of Alexandria, Minnesota. And first of all, Lauren, you came off such a great freshman season. Personally, was there any added pressure coming into this year for you to perform as well, if not better?
I think every year you expect to play better because you've gained a year of knowledge and that. I just had big pressures knowing that I had some really low scores and I had some not so low scores. Knowing that I should get more consistent was probably the biggest pressure I had. But other than that, I was just ready for a new season.
Well, this spring season has been kind of hit or miss for you guys because of the weather. We have had some crazy weather here. What has it been like trying to go off those highs and lows of knowing you've got to meet one weekend and then finding out it's canceled?
You just got to take it as it is. It's spring Minnesota. This kind of happened last year and it's a bummer, but we know we just have to focus and work harder when we're practicing and then get ready for conference because we know we're going to have conference no matter what. Even if there's snow, they'll find a course open for us.
Well, I know the field house here has been renovated and you guys now have a place to actually hit balls and a new putting green. How was that, having that available for you to practice?
Oh, it's a big game changer. It's so nice being able to practice putting. Putting is so much a feel, and even we can do a little bit of chipping in there. So much feel that you lose in the winter compared to your swing. That's pretty consistent. Chipping and putting is such feel. So it's really huge being able to practice that inside when we can outside.
For you, you're a twin. Your sister Elise, also on this team, I've had a chance to visit with this year. What's it been like sharing the college and golf experience with her?
It's been great. It was really nice having someone that I knew coming into it. And it's really fun. We have a little competition in each other, and we're pretty competitive with each other. And it's just, I've lived my whole life with her. I don't know if I could have done it without her. So I'm really glad she came to Bemidji, too.
I mentioned the weather. Obviously, your home golf course here in Bemidji is the Bemidji Town and Country Club. Have you been there yet this season?
Not yet. So this past weekend and this week, they're open at the range. So we're going to get 3 really good days of being able to do range, chipping, and putting work on real grass. It's going to be really great to do that leading into conference. So we're super excited that they're finally, we can use the range and use those.
You mentioned the NSIC Championship. Every team makes it. How many of your teammates will get a chance to play at the NSIC Championship?
We have 5 of us going, and then I think they take the best 4 out of 5 scores.
How many rounds is that?
It's 3 rounds plus a practice round.
What does the schedule look like for your team? When will you leave and head to Morton?
24th, we leave pretty early, 7 a.m. We have a practice round at 1 with all the other teams. And then Thursday and Friday is 9 a.m. tee times. And then Saturday is a 9 a.m. shotgun that everyone goes off. And then we come back to Bemidji and we have classes on Monday.
And you're going to miss some classes going to the NSIC Championship. How do you balance all that?
Communication is key. Talking with your teachers beforehand, letting them know, and then emailing them the day that you're missing. You're going to be like, I'm gone Friday. What am I missing? And talking with them that next class period is really big. And you just have to focus. And right now it's getting towards the nitty gritty towards the end, but it's teachers work so well with student athletes and they're really great about it.
Women's golf has a very small team. You've got one senior, Haley Hinners. What's it been like having one senior on your team?
We had kind of the same situation last year. It's really great having that one leader, and we look up to her, and she's just such a great girl. And it's just really fun knowing that she has such great opportunities coming ahead of her, and it's going to be fun the next coming years to see what she does. And then we have, you know, 2 seniors next year. So even though we're a small team, we do appreciate the people we have.
Once school is done, how much golf will you get in?
A lot. So my job, I work at a golf course. I work at the inside the restaurant and doing the beverage cart out on the course. I also have a teaching pro and I work with him and I teach and help do junior golf. So, and then if I'm not working, I'll be playing. So I'd be living at the golf course, which is just fine with me.
I'd say you'd be living the dream.
Yeah, I am. It's going to be really fun. I get to help young kids, you know, do and get better at the sport I love while working with them. I'm getting better every day and I get to just see all the new kids that are going to come up in the Alexandria area. So it's really fun.
Over the years, watched Tiger Woods. I've seen his ups and downs, watched the Masters. How inspiring was it to see him be able to make that comeback and win, what, his 5th coat?
Yes, it was amazing. It was, I've been following him since I was young, and then he took that break and it was kind of devastating, but to have him come back just shows hard work and dedication really pays off, and for him to be able to show his kids that he could do it was one of the best moments in golf history.
And just to think someday you might be teaching a future Tiger Woods, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is kind of cool and really fun. And it's really cool to see kids get better throughout the whole summer. And they just love it. And it's nice outside and they get to be out in the sun. It's really fun.
What is your favorite golf course of all time?
Of all time. In Minnesota, I played Interlaken, which is in the cities. That course is so beautiful, so amazing. And also Hazeltine. So amazing. Those two are by far the best courses I've ever played.
Well, Lauren, good luck at the NSIC Championships. Thanks so much for being our guest again, and enjoy your summer.
Thank you so much.